Hello, welcome back to Magic Woods. This story is called The Land of the Disappeared. So after fighting the pumpkin for the last time, Kitty and Doggy and Bunny floated back to yesterday's macaroni, and the pee-poo was still destroying the woods. But they noticed a huge vehicle parked next to yesterday's macaroni, and Kitty said, "Meow-meow, what's that thing?" And Mama appeared and said, "That is an elephant truck." Doggy said, "An elephant truck?" Mama said, "Yes, it is for you and all the animals of yesterday's macaroni." Kitty said, "Where are we going?" Mama said, "It will take you to the edge of the world where grows the tree that leads to my forest in the sky." Doggy said, "But why are we going there?" Mama said, "I am going to let you all come live in the forest in the sky with me forever." Bunny said, "Mama, that's so nice. Thank you." "You're welcome." And Kitty said, "Great, Meowmy, but first we have to get like the Westland animals and maybe some stick people." And Mama said, "It's too late, Kitty. All the Westland animals and everyone else in Magic Woods has disappeared already because of the pee-poo." Yesterday's macaroni and the edge of the world are the only parts of Magic Woods that are left. And they won't be here for much longer. Kitty said, "So all the Woodville animals are gone, Meowmy? Like Nylon Mouse and Pokey and Tiggum and Texas Tommy and Ginger?" Yes, I am sorry." Bunny said, "Mama, isn't there some way to save all the animals who have disappeared?" "No, they are simply gone." "But didn't you say there might be a land of the disappeared?" "There might be such a land, but I wouldn't know how to get there, or how to save the animals who are there." Bunny bowed her head and started to cry. "So we will never see Pinky or the first doggy again?" "No." Well, Bunny started to cry, and Mer and Doggy comforted her. Mama drifted away and said, "The way between the worlds will close in 7 days. You must be to my tree by then." Well, Doggy and Bunny and Mer went inside the mountain to wake the other animals and start packing. But Kitty wandered around the overgrown fields outside yesterday's macaroni, trying to think of something she could do to make things better. She thought, "There's got to be a way to save the disappeared, Meowmy." And she kept walking until she came to the big black hole in the ground. It just yawned before her, empty and black, like the space between stars. And she remembered when Bunny had fallen into the hole. And she remembered how Mama had said that if Bunny had been gone much longer, she would have disappeared. So Kitty thought, "That's one way to disappear, if I jumped in the hole. Then I could get to the land of the disappeared. But how could I save everyone? If there even is a land of the disappeared." And then she remembered the box of freedom fire that Old Man Oak had given her. He had said that it could release everyone from a prison, except for the one who opened the box. And Kitty thought, "Well, if there is a land of the disappeared, isn't it kind of like a prison? And Meowmy, I could save everyone if I went there and brought the freedom fire, except I couldn't save myself. But that's okay, Meowmy. That's a way I can make everything better and save everyone who disappeared. Maybe." But she realized she couldn't tell Bunny and Doggy and Mer what she was planning to do because they wouldn't let her sacrifice herself. So Kitty realized she would just have to jump into the hole without saying goodbye. She went and got her box full of freedom fire, and she walked up to the hole, and she stood on the edge. And at first she was too afraid to jump in. But then she remembered a day long, long ago, a day in springtime, the day she had first gone outside. And back then she had been brave enough to jump into an unfamiliar world. She thought, "Meowmy, I can be that brave again. I can." So she took a deep breath, clutched the box full of freedom fire, and jumped into the darkness. She fell for a very long time. After a while, it wasn't even scary anymore. It got kind of boring. Kitty thought, "Meowmy, how far down does this hole go?" But then presently she realized she wasn't falling anymore. She was on some sort of surface, some sort of ground. She hadn't hit the ground, she just had disappeared from the black hole and gone to another world. It was a dull, gray land, soundless and cold. The air was still and stale. There was no sound and no color. The little bit of light was cold and gray, almost an unlight. Well, gradually her eyes became accustomed to the gloom. She saw lumps and shapes on the ground all around her, stretching away in every direction as far as she could see. Ugh! And she started walking, although it was kind of hard to walk because she suddenly felt very tired and weak. It was almost as if this place wanted her to fall asleep. But Kitty thought, "Meow meow, I can't go to sleep. I've got to stay awake. Maybe I should have brought some Fizzler with me." So she pinched herself and did some kitty karate stretches, to get her blood flowing. Her plan was to free everyone with freedom fire. But first she wanted to say hello, and goodbye, to the first doggy. She walked to the nearest lump on the ground. It was Bill, a flying rainbow unicorn who had disappeared years before. But now his rainbow colors were barely recognizable. They had been leached of vibrancy by this unhappy realm. He was covered in a layer of fine gray dust. His eyes were closed, and his chest rose and fell very slowly, like he was deep in hibernation. And Kitty shook him gently and said, "Bill, are you alive?" And the unicorn slowly blinked awake. "Oh, hey, Kitty. You disappeared too, huh?" "No, well, yeah, meow me, but on purpose. I'm here to rescue everyone." Bill closed his eyes and went, "Cool." "Meow me, why are you going back to sleep?" And then Kitty yawned as a wave of weariness overtook her. "Oh, meow me, I can't go to sleep." Bill said, "This place makes you sleep." Kitty slapped her own face and pinched herself. "Ugh, meow me, I've got to stay awake. I got to see the old doggy before I rescue everyone." So she jogged across the land of the disappeared, looking at every sleeping animal to see if one of them was the old doggy. But she didn't see him. She saw Mr. Bliss. At first she thought he was a big dusty hill. And Hare Pierre, and Nylon Mouse, and Whisker, and Ginger. And Ginger woke up briefly and said, "Oh, Kitty, so sorry you disappeared too." Kitty said, "No, Meowmy, I came here on purpose to rescue you all." Ginger said, "Really? How?" "Well, Meowmy, I have a way to maybe, hopefully, free you all after I find the first doggy." "Who?" "There was another doggy before the one that you knew. He was my first friend." Ginger said, "Oh, I've never seen another doggy." "But then again, this is a big place, and pretty much all I've done is sleep." And she closed her eyes and went back to sleep. Well, Kitty knew that she might not have much time before the sleepiness overtook her, and then it would be too late to save everyone. So she left Ginger and continued searching for the old doggy. But the land of the disappeared was vast, and Kitty was weary. Ugh. After a few minutes, she realized she couldn't go on much longer. She would have to close her eyes and take just a little nap. "Meow me, just a quick rest. Then I'll wake right up and continue searching." And she laid down on the colorless ground and closed her eyes. But then a voice said, "Kitty!" And she opened her eyes and saw Tyro standing there. Tyro, her old enemy. But before he had been her enemy, he had been her friend. And Tyro said, "Kitty, I now know that you never meant any harm to me or my kingdom. Well, in the beginning at least. I'm sorry for everything that happened. You were a good friend to me when I was young." Kitty said, "Oh, I'm sorry too." And she hugged Tyro. She said, "How are you staying awake?" Tyro said, "I don't know. I think my curiosity keeps me from falling too deeply asleep. I wake up whenever a new animal arrives." And he looked at the sea of dark shapes that surrounded them on all sides. "It's been happening a lot the last few years. Come on, sometimes walking helps you to stay awake." So Kitty walked alongside Tyro. And Kitty said, "Have you ever seen a different doggy down here?" Tyro said, "No, but this is a huge place. Others of your friends are here, though." He took Kitty to where Pinky was sleeping. Isn't that Bunny's friend who disappeared? The pig you told me about? Kitty said, yes. Oh, Bunny's going to be so happy. Well, they walked a little further and found the Red King and the Green Queen curled up next to their children, Era and Pokey. Kitty said, oh, Meow Meow, I'm glad they all found each other again, even if it's in this unhappy place. But they saw no sign of the first doggy anywhere. Then they heard a little meow, and a kitten who still smelled a little bit like cookie dough jumped into Kitty's arms, and Kitty said, oh, Chippy, you're here too. Oh, how I missed you. Meow. Kitty felt sleep overtaking her again. But this time she felt powerless to resist. She needed to act fast, even though it would mean that she wouldn't get to say goodbye to the first doggy. So she opened the box full of freedom fire, and she said, I release you all. Cold blue flames leaped from the box like tendrils of lightning, and they lit up that dreary world. The disappeared opened their eyes, and as they did, color came back to their features. Pooh McDoo said, something's happening to us. The blue light swirled over every disappeared being, except for Kitty, and then they began to rise into the air. Chippy tried to hold on to Kitty with his claws. Meow! Kitty said, no, Chippy, you have to let go. But Chippy held on to Kitty's shirt with his claws, but the force that was making him rise pulled at him harder and harder until at last he was yanked from Kitty and into the air. Meow! He cried sadly, reaching out for Kitty as he floated up and away. And Tyro said, from somewhere up above, I can see the world again, Kitty. It's coming back. Colors and shapes and smells and, oh, thank you, Kitty, thank you. And all the disappeared animals said, thank you, Kitty. And then, all at once, everyone disappeared from the land of the disappeared. Everyone except for Kitty. The blue light flickered and died. The land of the disappeared fell silent. But the silence was much deeper than before. And Kitty said, Meow Meow, I guess this is where I'll be forever, alone. And for a moment, a deep, debilitating loneliness overtook her. But then she felt a wave of happiness for all those she had saved. She had found a way to bring the disappeared back. She had fixed things. So she curled up into a ball and settled into the dust on the cold, cold ground. And then she cried herself into a dreamless sleep. Well, that's the end of the story, The Land of the Disappeared. The next story is called The Word. Good night.